We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Ship between Crosstown Concourse, the Daily Memphian, and the University of Memphis. Hear us online at wyxr.org, on TuneIn, or on your favorite assistant. Just ask for WYXR.
Got my life hanging on a string. Thank you. But it's my destiny to be the king of praise. sun today. It's the same old thing as yesterday. We'll be right back.
That's Australia's Midnight Oil, doing the Dead Heart from their sixth studio album, Diesel and Dust, which came out in 1987 and also featured the huge hits Beds Are Burning and Dream World. I love that song. Before Midnight Oil, we had The Police doing King of Pain from their last studio album, Synchronicity, which came out in 1983. This was like such a huge album. It was like you couldn't escape it. It had so many hits, but it's a great record. I saw them live on that tour when they played in Memphis, and what a great show. Before The Police, we had Simple Minds doing Don't You Forget About Me, a song that the band didn't write, but they recorded for the movie The Breakfast Club. This song introduced the band to the American market, and it was a big MTV hit. Nevertheless, the band's lead singer, Jim Kerr, really slagged this song for years. He hated it. The band sort of hated it. They felt like it was foisted on them. And critics really gave the band a lot of crap for doing this song, especially since they had so much better material on their albums. So why did I play this? I like it. That's really it. It's not even a guilty pleasure. It just feels good when I hear it, and it sort of marks a period of time where there was a lot of really good music. Before Simple Minds, we had Tears for Fears, Pale Shelter, which along with the hit Mad World came from their debut 1983 album, The Hurting. We opened up the show with Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, doing my favorite song of theirs, Souvenir, which came from their third album titled Architecture and Morality. How's that for a title? That came out in 1981 on the Virgin Record imprint. And if you hadn't figured it out yet, this episode of Air Conditioned is going to be just a dive into 80s pop music. I was in the mood to tune the air with that kind of stuff, so if you like it, you're going to be in for a treat. If it's not your thing, you know how the show goes. Next week, it'll be very different. Anyway, I'm Rick Clark, and this is my show called Air Conditioned. It happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. right here on WYXR FM, broadcasting from my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. Coming up next, we have a great band from Iceland, Sugar Cubes, featuring the stratospheric Whale of Bjork.
Pass her world outside in. say it's true.
They got a message from the action man.
I'm happy, hope you're happy too.
I've loved all of needed love.
Saw the details fall away.
The shrieking of nothing is killing. Just pictures of Jeff girls in synthesis. And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hands. But I'm hoping to kick with the planet is glowing, 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 glowing. Ashes to ash and fuck to fuck it. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's mind, hitting at all time low.
Ashes to ashes, fun to fuck it, we know.
We'll be right back.
That's The Cure, their 1985 pop hit called In Between Days. That was from their sixth studio album, The Head on the Door. Great song. I've always loved that one. Before The Cure, we had ABC. That was Then, But This Is Now, which kicked off their 1983 sophomore Mercury Records album titled Beauty Stab. Their debut album, Lexicon of Love, was like a really polished, sophisticated pop record, which had a huge hit called The Look of Love. Oh, and another song, Poison Arrow. That was another huge song. Beauty Stab was like a really big departure with a more in-your-face kind of hard-edged sound. And when you look at their entire body of work, this album is really sort of an anomaly. It didn't do that well. But I always loved this track, so it works for me. Before ABC, we had Roxy Music, More Than This, the opening track from their classic 1982 album, Avalon. That album also had some other great songs in it, Take a Chance on Me and the title track, Avalon. Just beautiful stuff. David Bowie preceded Roxy Music with Ashes to Ashes from his 1980 album Scary Monsters. That album also had a very cool hit called Fashion. We opened up the set with the Sugar Cubes doing their one big hit titled Birthday. That's from their 1988 debut album titled Life's Too Good. This Icelandic band's lead singer was Björk, who left the band shortly thereafter and has enjoyed a great solo career really to this day. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, broadcasting from WYXR-FM at the Crosstown Concourse in groovy Midtown, Memphis, Tennessee. Continuing our 80s jag, this next song is one of my favorite songs off of the U2 album, The Joshua Tree. The name of the song, In God's Country.